Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. Northern Ontario Railroad Museum and Heritage Centre AGM March 9. The Northern Ontario Railroad Museum and Heritage Centre, NORMHC, will be hosting its annual membership meeting on Thursday, March 9, beginning at 6:30 p.m. with the NORMHC Foundation AGM followed by the NORMHC AGM at 7 p.m. The meeting will be held at 59 Yonge Street in Capriole, and is open to the general public. Kelmsford Community Action Network, CAN, meeting March 9. The Kelmsford CAN invites you to their next meeting, to be held March 9 at Club 50 in Kelmsford, 25 Main Street West. A meet and greet takes place at 6:30 p.m., followed by a Looking to the Future session starting at 7 p.m. Come share your vision for Kelmsford. Sudbury Game and Fish Protective Association Fish Pond March 9-19. After a two-year absence due to COVID, the Sudbury Game and Fish Protective Association brings back its Fish Pond fundraiser. The John Hazen Memorial Fish Pond runs during mall hours at the Southridge Mall March 9-19. There will be more than 1,000 rainbow trout placed in the 18-foot pool. Jazz Sudbury celebrates Francophonie Month March 10. Jazz Sudbury celebrates Francophonie Month on March 10 with an inspiring and heartfelt event that features the duo of Andrea Lindsay and Luc de la Rochelière. Together for more than 10 years, in love as in music, S'il n'y avait que nous, If There Were Only Us, is Andrea Lindsay's and Luc de la Rochelière's newest release that builds on C'est de l'amour ou you say come, It's Love or Something Like It, and their award-winning careers. Tickets for the Andrea Lindsay and Luc de la Rochelière show will be available for purchase at the Places des Arts box office. For full details about Jazz Sudbury, visit www.jazzsudbury.com or Jazz Sudbury's Facebook page. Student pricing will be available with a valid student ID. Sudbury Performance Group presents One Act Festival March 10-11. Enjoy performances of At Home, Her Only Customer, Boxed In, and Dear Ray, March 10-11. Shows start at 7:30 p.m. each evening at Thornlow University Theatre. Tickets cost $22 each. Purchase tickets online here. Strength in Sisterhood Gala March 11. The Sudbury Women's Center will celebrate International Women's Day 2023 with the community in person for the first time since 2020 through its Strength in Sisterhood Gala. The event will take place March 11 at the Caruso Club. It features a night of local entertainment, a sit-down dinner and a silent auction. Doors open at 5 p.m. with the dinner starting at 6 p.m. All proceeds will benefit the SWC as it continues to serve the city's most vulnerable. Event details and tickets are available online through Eventbrite. NLFB presents Bloom Music Festival March 11. Northern Lights Festival Boreal is excited to announce Bloom 3, a multi-venue music festival in downtown Sudbury, on March 11. The NLFB team invites music lovers and party people alike to join in and celebrate the return of this special event, at Sudbury's Place des Arts and Townhouse Tavern. A world-class lineup has been programmed for this event, including Mexican-Canadian rapper, singer and party starter Boogit, Peruvian-Canadian, Sudbury loved, singer Patricia Cano, the cross-cultural fusion energy of Toronto's Mosquito Bar, the invigorating, traditional Polish and Eastern European music of Pokey, and more. At nlfb.ca/tickets, organizers are offering a special package for Bloom 3, a full festival pass and NLFB 50th anniversary t-shirt for only $65. Otherwise, full festival passes are $50, after-hour show passes are $15, in advance, and $20 at the door. All prices include HST. Passes can also be purchased at the NLFB office at 19 Gray Street Suite 3, in downtown Sudbury. For more information visit nlfb.ca, or contact the Bloom 3 team at volunteer@nlfb.ca, or 705-674-5512. GNO presents Aberration, Apparition Exhibition until March 11. Aberration, Apparition is the new exhibition of Galerie du Nouvel Ontario. It brings together a group of artists from Northern Ontario, Nadine Arpin, Cesar Ferrero, Tahilur LB, Marnie Marriott, Lucy Woke, Ray Fox et Alexander Rondeau. They are queer, trans, and or two-spirit, 2QT, identified contemporary artists. Working with various mediums, each of the artists' pieces offer nuanced, northern readings of queer hauntology, the complicated and varying forces at play in navigating the world as a 2QT person. Hauntology, originally coined by Jacques Derrida, refers to the often invisible yet perceptible feeling of a social and cultural past as it lingers into the present. The exhibition runs until March 11th at Place des Arts. More information is available online here. Laurentian University Open House March 11th. Laurentian University is hosting an open house on March 11th and invites potential students, parents and other guests to pay a visit. Tours of the McEwen School of Architecture are available and a round-trip shuttle is available for those interested in visiting. Guests can also attend sample lectures led by faculty members to get a sense of what it's like to be a Laurentian student. Visitors can also stop by the Doran Planetarium, a 10-meter-wide dome that projects a simulation of the sky ablaze with the twinkling of hundreds of bright stars. Registration for the open house is available here. SSO String Quartet Bridgertons and Baradin Concert March 11 and 12. The SSO String Quartet has prepared another concert for the whole family. Check out the Bridgertons and Baradin concert at the library's main branch and Place des Arts on March 11th and 12, respectively. There is a suite of music from the popular Bridgertons, and a quartet written by Alexander Baradin in 1881. It is very possible that the luscious melodies that you hear from the Baradin will be more familiar to you than the Bridgerton melodies. CTV's Katie Behan narrates the concerts. The SSO will present this concert in a shortened informal form on March 11 at 10:15 a.m. at the main Mackenzie Street Library. This concert will be free to the public. For the concert at Place des Arts March 12, tickets can be purchased online here or at the door. For more information, contact SSO at jgrant@sudburysymphony.com or 705-222-8768, ext. 4. Sudbury and District Beekeepers Association Information Meeting March 15. Attend the Sudbury and District Beekeepers Association Information Meeting. Takes place March 15 at 6:30 p.m. on the fourth floor of Science North. The presenter at this meeting will be Bee Inspector Christina Greer. She will have information for all beekeepers, new and old, said an email from the organization. For those who are thinking of trying beekeeping, please join us, as it is a perfect place to get information. All are welcome. Sudbury Performance Group Annual General Meeting March 16. Sudbury Performance Group holds its annual general meeting March 16. The meeting takes place at the Hilton Garden Inn on Barry Down Road starting at 7 p.m. More information available online here. TNO presents Intrusions March 17-18 Alone on stage, a woman tells the story of waiting to be transferred to a retirement home with her husband, whose health is failing. The arrival of a drug addict mysteriously lurking on her stoop highlights her vulnerability, but also her solitude in the face of invasions of her private life and the administrative challenges of the healthcare system. With humor, rage and determination, she refuses to let age, circumstances or the system destroy her dignity and the love she has for her husband. Show runs at Place des Arts, with a 7:30 p.m. show March 17 and both a 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. show March 18. Purchase tickets online here. Sudbury Performance Group Salute to Frontline Workers March 17-19 Enjoy a weekend of free music and comedy courtesy of Sudbury Performance Group. It's the group's thank you to all of the frontline workers who stepped up during the pandemic. Performances are across multiple venues from March 17 to 19. Well-known Canadian comedian Mike Bullard is among the performers. A full schedule of performances is available online here. Stand-up comedy open mic night March 21st Try your hand at stand-up comedy during Lounging Laughs at the Quality Inn and Conference Center's Lounge 390. A mashup of new and old comedians alike try their best to make you laugh at the once-a-month Tuesday night open mic. The next date is March 21st. The evening is hosted by local comedian Cole Leonard. Each show will feature 6 to 8 amateurs. Admission is pay what you can. Doors open at 8 p.m., and the show begins at 8 p.m. Email kalapeleonard@gmail.com for more information. La Nuit sur les Tongs. March 24-25. Tickets are now on sale for this year's edition of La Nuit sur les Tongs. The organization is celebrating 50 years with 2 evening concerts. In French, it's being billed as Deux Soirs, Une Nuit sur les Tongs, meaning it's viewed as 2 nights but 1 Nuit sur les Tongs. The March 24th evening event, which is being held at Place des Arts, will feature the groups En Bref and Hey Wow. On March 25th, Mehdi Kayenne takes the stage at College Boreal. You can purchase tickets online at www.maplacedesarts.ca, write La Nuit sur les Tongs in the search engine, or go to lapointedevant.com, write Sudbury in the search engine. Sudbury Performance Group presents comedian Cedric Newman. March 25th. Cedric Newman has been performing comedy across Canada for over 2 decades. He has been seen on the Halifax Comedy Festival on CBC, as a finalist on the Great Canadian Laugh-Off and on the Comedy Network. Currently, you can hear him on SiriusXM and on Season 8 on The Amazing Race Canada on CTV. Cedric EP, Urban Nonsense, and his LP, Black to Basics, were both released this year. Catch his show Saturday, March 25th at the Trevi. Showtime is 7 p.m. Tickets available online here. Sudbury Symphony Orchestra presents Waltz This Way. March 25th. The waltz as a dance form has informed music composition throughout the ages. SSO looks at the many examples and the various directions that the waltz has taken in classical music, with guest conductor Josh Wood. Music and movement with waltzes, sarabands, and the occasional march by Strauss, Sibelius, Handel, and many more. Show runs 7:30 p.m. March 25th in the Radisson Palladium Ballroom. Tickets are available online here. Cinefest screening of To Leslie. March 29th. Cinefest Sudbury organizers are bringing Oscar contender, To Leslie, to the big screen as the second Red Carpet Patron Program film screening of the year. The film, which recently garnered lead actress Andrea Riseborough her first Academy Award nomination for actress in a leading role, is set to screen at Silver City Sudbury on Wednesday, March 29th at 7 p.m. Leslie, Andrea Riseborough, is a West Texas single mother struggling to provide for her son when she wins the lottery and a chance at a good life. But a few short years later the money is gone, and Leslie is on her own, living hard and fast at the bottom of a bottle as she runs from the world of heartbreak she left behind. With her charm running out and nowhere to go, Leslie returns home. Individual tickets are on sale now at www.cinefest.com, at the Cinefest Sudbury box office, located at 40 Larch Street, Unit 103, or by calling 705-688-1234. Please note that all red carpet patrons are granted free admittance, as well as complimentary pop and popcorn with their Red Carpet Patron Program card. Cinefest Red Carpet Patron Program passes are available to purchase at www.cinefest.com/rcpp. Offering complimentary popcorn and tickets to 6 yearly film screenings for an annual fee of $50. An Evening with Tessa and Petter. March 29th. Local musicians Tessa and Petter Balaz recently moved back to Sudbury, and saw a lack of diverse music showcases happening year-round. With the Steve's Encore Lounge in the Sudbury Theatre Center being recently renovated, they decided to use the venue to host monthly events called An Evening with Tessa and Petter, with special guests. These events take place on the last Wednesday of every month. This month's event takes place 7 to 9 p.m. March 29th, with special guests Cassidy Houston and Cassie Taylor. More information available online here. Nickel City Sound seeks submissions. March 31st deadline. Nickel City Sound, along with Young Sudbury Singers, are collaborating in a concert presentation entitled The Happy Show on Saturday, April 22. After years of not being able to perform in person, the groups have created an evening of positivity and joy, emphasizing the contribution music makes to an individual's happiness. The Canadian Mental Health Association will also partner with the singing groups to provide resources and options for people looking to maintain good mental health. The groups are creating a pre-show slide presentation featuring community members sharing a personal message of what makes them happy. If you are interested, please provide a photo of yourself plus a line or two of what you think is the secret to happiness, or how to maintain good mental health. Organizers will pull from your contribution and include it in our presentation at the beginning of the Happy Show. Please include any required release conditions or permissions to use, share your image. Send submissions to charsleymama@gmail.com by March 31. Comedian Ron James performance April 1. Comedian Ron James performs at Laurentian University's Fraser Auditorium April 1. Canada's standout amongst stand-ups, award-winning comedian Ron James has been selling out theaters for over 20 years with his marathon, side-splitting performances. Marshalling a comedian's eye for satire and a writer's ear for language, James takes his audience on a breathtaking, non-stop roller coaster ride, cutting a wide swath through contemporary culture with a razor-sharp wit, uncompromising standard and unique, poetically honed delivery. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. April 1 at the Fraser Auditorium. Purchase tickets online here. Center Club Dodge d'Or de la Vallée. March activities. Mondays Cafe, card games, exercises, dinner, knitting, Tuesdays line dancing, pockets games, Wednesdays yoga, paper toll, Thursdays beading, Fridays darts, line dancing and cribbage. Spaghetti supper runs March 5th, St. Patrick's dinner March 13th, diner amical March 16th, presentation by Luke Willard March 20th, amateur musicians March 27th. More information available on the club's website. Art Gallery of Sudbury Exhibitions Winter 2023 The Art Gallery of Sudbury has a number of exhibitions on display this winter. Gallery 1 features Blazes Along the Trail, Exploring David Milne's Imaginative Vision, a new major exhibition of works by David Milne, circulated by Art Windsor Essex and curated by Christopher Finn. This exhibition presents a selection of works from core areas of Milne's artistic practice in oil painting, watercolors, and drypoint prints. You can catch the exhibition until March 19. Presented concurrently with the Milne exhibition is The Spaces in Between, Stairwell and Gallery 2, on display until March 19. The Spaces in Between highlights work from the permanent collections and are presented as intuitive footnotes to the Milne exhibit in Gallery 1. Works were selected to represent various ways artists depict space. As the curatorial team considered the works, the definition of space grew to encompass the ideas of physical and temporal spaces as well as empty spaces. An exhibit of the work of Emma Ducharme is also on display at the Laughing Buddha restaurant until April 11. The gallery is open Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from noon to 5 p.m. Pierogies and Cabbage Rolls Mondays to Fridays Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.